Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Tonight on East Coast Breakfast. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
Before we get into Consumer Watch, if we could just lean over here quickly.
Yes.
Have a look at these three pictures of your favorite presenters in their underwear. So there's, this is all on the website, by the way, ecr.co.za.
Oh, click on East Coast Breakfast. Sorry, I've got my glasses on. I'm ready.
So there's Darren Wall and his David Clarles. And there's Kerry Miller and hers.
Well, it's already no contest.
And there's Kai Shabalala in his.
Mm.
Best and worst?
Well, I'm going to have to go for my sister here, am I right?
Yeah. Love you, Wen.
No, and the poll concurs with that. She's got the lion's share. But look who's coming second.
Can you believe that?
Not Scar.
No, Darren Moore.
No, well.
Yeah, I agree with you,
Wendy.
Let
me reserve my comments for after the show, Darren. I need you to be nice.
Please go and vote. Please go and vote when you get a chance online.
Am I allowed to?
Yes, you are allowed to.
Okay.
Okay. You can't win because the winner gets...
Well, there's no point then, is there?
All right.
Okay, so now for something completely different.
All right, so we ask the question, why would a tenant ask the rental agency / landlord to send a maintenance person to change her light bulb? And surely she should expect to pay a call-out fee if she gets someone in to do any kind of maintenance work.
Well, you've already just said to me off-air, well, not necessarily because you've got a flat with an apartment with a very high ceiling.
I do. My ceiling's 12 feet. So.
Okay, so the point of this show is everything must be around these light bulb and other issues involved tenants must be declared up front, and everybody must know what's for your cost and what's for their cost, right?
Okay.
In this case, all that got a little bit mushed up. So this wasn't a case of somebody who didn't know how to change a light bulb, and we all know people like that who have to call someone in to actually change their light bulbs, mm-hmm. whether they're at arm's length or not. But in this case, Marsha Shandu, when she moved into her flat in Central Durban last September, mm-hmm. the light fittings had no bulbs in them, right? So she fitted her own. In the bathroom, the light fitting sitting flush on the ceiling had no cover, she says, when she moved in. It was broken. The cover was lying on the counter. So mm-hmm. she put a light fitting in, and it worked. But then in April, a couple of months ago, Marsha heard a buzzing sound from the light fitting, and the bulb was sort of flashing on and off. So she is mm-hmm. got a bit worried. The wiring was exposed, and she said she suspected an electrical fault, and she reported this to the rental agency apartment box and was told via email that such repairs were for the tenant's cost and that someone would be sent round to check it out and give her a quote.
Okay.
But that quote never happened. Here's what did happen.
I have a flatmate, so I went to the gym. When I came back, she tells me that someone was already here and they fixed the lights in the bathroom. I said, okay, what exactly did they do? She said, nothing. They just went and bought a new light bulb and they put it in, and that was it. And then the next thing, I receive an email now with an invoice to say I must pay R475. And I thought it was ridiculous because all they did was go out, buy a light bulb and put it on, which I could have done myself.
Yeah, but hang on, here's the question. Can they still insist that she's liable for that call-out fee if she didn't get a quote?
That's the whole thing. There's got to be disclosure. And to my mind, no, they couldn't. And Marsha obviously didn't think so either. So she told the rental agency so. Here's what she said.
I said, you were supposed to send me a quote and I was supposed to make the decision if I wanted it fixed now or if I could wait and see if I could afford it or just not have a line.
And when they wouldn't budge, she turned to me for help. Mm-hmm. So I first checked the lease, which everyone should read really carefully before they move in.
Sure.
Because tenants shouldn't be made to pay for repairs for damage which they didn't cause.
Yeah.
Right? Like if the geyser goes,
yeah.
you can't make a tenant pay for that. So the lease says the tenant must replace or repair fittings which were damaged, destroyed, or lost by them. What Marsha experienced, in my opinion, wasn't as a result of any damage by her. While changing the light bulb actually fixed the problem, it's, you know, remains a bit of a mystery, but anyway, she didn't cause any damage. She shouldn't have paid anything.
So the $1 million question, or rather the 475 rand question.
Good one.
How did the rental agency respond?
Well, hang on a bit. I'll tell you soon.
Okay, more with Wendy up next. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast. Let's see if I have this straight, Wendy. So Marsha Shandu was told she had to pay her rental agency 475 rand. That was for their maintenance staff to change a light bulb.
Yeah,
and she'd reported that the light fitting was faulty, but she was not given a quote before the work was done.
Yeah, she thought it was faulty because the light fitting had no cover on it, so the wiring was exposed. It was in the bathroom and it started to
flash,
make a bzzz sound,
a buzzing
noise. And the bulb was flashing. Turns out changing the light bulb solved the problem, but she wasn't to know that. And in any case, she should have been told what she was in for. She was going to be made to pay for anything. So I took up her case with the agency apartment boxes operations manager, Vera Skinner. And to her credit, she conceded that Marsha had been wronged in this case. She said, our process and procedures were not adhered to by the maintenance staff. Ms. Shandu should never have been charged for the work, as no quotation was submitted to her for approval. And besides, she said, the work in question should have been for the landlord's account, not the tenant's. She says, I've reversed the charges with immediate effect. The staff in question would be retrained, she said, adding that if the matter had been brought to management's attention by Marsha at the time, she would have resolved it then.
Okay,
so there's a lesson. Go to the top of the agency. I pointed out that it is illegal to have exposed wiring in a bathroom, not because I'm clever, because I asked an electrician about it.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to report that a new covered light fitting has since been installed by the agents in the flat.
That's nice.
So it's a nice ending. Yeah. So I asked Marsha what her lessons out of this light bulb moment were.
Firstly, when I move into a flat, I need to do my inspections with the agent so that we can note everything that is faulty or wrong or broken before I even move in. That's number one. Number two, I need to know my rights, know more.
Exactly. So great advice. Just wrap up quickly. If that ingoing inspection doesn't happen for whatever reason with you as the tenant and the agent or landlord, take photos of all the problem areas and send them to the landlord or agent immediately.
Yeah.
Think twice before knocking any nail or hook into a rental unit's wall or cupboard. And if you do, remove them and restore the surface expertly, painting the whole wall yourself before you move out. Otherwise, the cost of fixing and repainting will be deducted from your deposit. And if the landlord, this is very expensive, fails to inspect a unit when a tenant moves out in the presence of the tenant, this is taken as an acknowledgement that it's in a good state, and they must then refund the full deposit plus interest within a week. So if they didn't do that inspection, they can't hold you responsible for any damage. And if you feel that your deposit has been unfairly withheld or reduced, as so many people do, lodge a dispute with the Rental Housing Tribunal or tell me about it.
And if you do take those pictures and you send it, also tag yourself in it, because then you have a time date of
must
those
be
images.
Must be dated.
Thank you, Wendy. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy, even if you want to send an email to Wendy, it's all on her Facebook. Go to Wendy's Facebook. That's your go-to place. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There's a K in Nola. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Aaron.
And that's from us, Kerry Miller.
Yes, sir.
Sky Shabalala.
Sky Shabalala.
Should we do it all again tomorrow?
I would absolutely love to do it. I also, more than anything, would love for KZN to stop trying to be nice to you and actually vote, because Sky looks hotter in his underwear. It's not a, this is not a choice, a decision. And also because, Darren, you purposely placed yourself in a position like that to be funny. Yeah.
And also, Darren, if...
No, that was not funny. That was my sexy post.
Wait, listen. Be honest, okay, be honest. Who looks better? Sky Shubs or Darren? Be honest.
Sky, you know I've got a soft spot for you.
So I look better. So please,
soft spot everywhere. 18.
Darren Moore. Ladies and gentlemen. 100%. Darren Moore. Correct. Wake up. Listening to East Coast Breakfast with Darren Moore. Darren.